I think we're all aware that this is an unusual time period.
Yeah.
That something very, I would say, special, and that's just a mild word, is happening. That we're strong and we can survive and we can even rise to new levels of awareness and being and life. As individuals, but also as a species, humanity is still not talking to itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're fighting with ourselves within our own hearts and minds, but also amongst each other. And yet we're on the brink of realizing how important peace is. So both are true at the same time, but sometimes that juxtaposition of forces is what results in the leap to a new level. You're talking to somebody who's done a lot of mainstream work, and I am really a highly trained social scientist and psychological scientist. I nevertheless am aware that there's more than science can teach us.
Lynn Thompson with Dr. Angela.
Thank you very much.
Tell us where you are right now.
You are reaching me in Northern California. I'm looking at San Francisco Bay.
Oh.
Yes, I'm here working with some clients and actually working on the sequel to the four volumes we're about to talk about.
Wow, really? It doesn't end,
yeah.
Does it?
No, it just keeps coming in. I've had to change my life around this work.
You are known as Dr. Angela, but you actually have two last names. That's intriguing.
Well, yes, isn't it? I write under three last names, but right now there are two active, and one, many, many books are out under Angela Brown Miller. That's Brown with an E on the end, hyphen Miller. And then these books and my more sort of consciousness-oriented spiritual books are now under my last name, which is my present last name, Angela DeAngelis, DeAngelis. Many of my other publishers prefer to keep Brown Miller, so as I work with so many, I've got various times in my life where I was represented by various names still with me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I want to thank Light Technology Publications, though, for letting me be who I am, Angela DeAngelis, with these books, which are probably the books of my life, although I've written about 20. I take these even more seriously than the rest.
And what was that publishing company?
Light Technology, and they are in Arizona, lighttechnology.com. And the books can be found under my last name or Endings Are Beginnings, which is the title of Volume 1.
So Dr. Angela, with Dr. spelled out, drangela.com is your basic site, eh?
DOCTORANGELA.com. I actually am at both Dr. Angela and DOCTOR. They both lead to the same place. So drangela.com is where you can find me and these books. The books are also on Amazon.com.
Yeah, you have such a long list of things that you've done and that you have experienced and helped other people transform through that it's sort of hard to know where to start. I wonder if you want to speak briefly on your role as you see it as a social scientist.
That will explain my role as everything else, too, because I see myself as a bridge where I take the social and the biological and physical sciences and bridge them to spiritual, ancient, modern, and postmodern teachings on spirit and consciousness with or without religion. This work I've made accessible to everybody in every religion as well as those who do not practice a religion. Many atheists came to me last summer and insisted I make sure that everybody knows atheists can enjoy this material also. It's written for everybody, no matter what point of view the person is coming from.
There's a mention here on your website, drangela.com, that you have your own way of describing what a channel is.
Well, you know, thank you for asking. I find it interesting that many people call me and ask me to channel. And I guess word has gotten around that I'm extremely intuitive and that I'm quite satisfied with the reality that I hear voices and I work with them. I don't like to say I'm a channel. I like to say that I do something which I think more of is an interactive channel. In other words, I'm paying attention to what's coming to me, and I'm working with it. So it's really interactive. I don't like to go blank and let things just come through. I can't monitor. It's just like the radio. You know, if you turn on every station at once, you might get a lot of stuff, a lot of noise. And yeah. I like to fine-tune the way I proceed as I interact with what I'm getting. And I fine-tune in. So I'm on the beam. I really believe I've learned to do this from sources who appear to me to not be in physical bodies. You know, in other words, I've been given this information in a very unusual way.
You're on the beam. Yeah, I like that.
You got to turn the dial a little this way or that way.
Yeah.
And if it gets to be too much, turn it off. Sometimes there's so much.
There's
I stopped everything to write these four books that we're talking about here, the Continuity of Life series. I had to resign from a job a year and a half ago. Of course, I have many jobs. It was so loud and so insistent that this is the time and that we have to hear this and have this information out now. And, of course, these books just came out, so they're just getting going. You're talking to somebody who's done a lot of mainstream work, and I am really a highly trained social scientist and psychological scientist. I nevertheless am aware that there's more than science can teach us.
You're speaking of something that's bigger than you and almost bigger than your own personal will, would you say?
Yes. By the time I was 4, I knew I was going to write these books. My parents, who died relatively young, one of my parents told me that it would be now, predicted this time in history, when this material would come forward. The reason I'm making myself available to talk about this material and to work with this material and present it everywhere is because I know I have to. This is the time. All I can say is this is the time. There's no need to wait any longer, and we can't wait any longer. This is the time for information about the preservation and evolution of the human consciousness and the ecosystem and everything else that is part of our lives.
Would you agree that there's something that each and every one of us who's part of this humanity mosaic right now, that there's something that each of us is here to do in this regard?
Yes.
How would a person proceed, though, who maybe doesn't feel like what you're describing of a calling to a higher mission? Like, what about in our day-to-day lives? What can we do?
Going to be a simple answer, but I'll explain it afterwards.
Okay.
Be conscious. Basically, if you have a notebook, write down everything that you see and feel. Record. This is one of those times in the passage of time in evolution and history where every minute is of great import and where massive changes are taking place. Right before our eyes and also sort of behind our backs or things we may not realize we're seeing.
Right.
So to be just aware, calm down, relax, know that we are right where we should be. This is how it is right now and that we can get through anything that we are presented with.
Do you believe that all of us who are here now on the planet on this tour right now, do you believe that we each chose to be here at this time of evolution?
It's pretty complicated. I could say yes, because I really feel I have chosen. I can't question every person on the planet to be sure everybody feels that or has some sense subconsciously of this.
Yeah.
But there is a sense that we've all arrived here to be here now. And even in the past, I'd say 48 hours, I'm watching dots connect at an increased speed that people are beginning to remark, oh my, you know, this is fast. And I'll say, yes, it's the quickening.
Right.
And they'll say, well, what's that, Angela? And I get these calls. I get messages, Dr. Angela, I think this is that time that you were talking about 10 years ago. And I get a lot of messages like that now.
Yeah.
I think we're all aware that this is an unusual time period.
Yeah.
That something very, I would say, special, and that's just a mild word, is happening.
Mm-hmm.
That we're strong. And we can survive,
mm-hmm.
and we can even rise to new levels of awareness and being and life as individuals, but also as a species, that the humanity is still not talking to itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're fighting with ourselves within our own hearts and minds, but also amongst each other. And yet we're on the brink of realizing how important peace is. So both are true at the same time, but sometimes that juxtaposition of forces is what results in the leap to a new level.